So we'll call the meeting to order. There's no approval of minutes until we're in person in October. Any public comments? So president's comments, I don't really have much other than stay cool today because supposed to be a cooker out there. I haven't set foot out there yet. Jen, for health officer's report.
All right. Well, I'm going to, Brad, I'm going to go ahead of you just to give a whole slew of updates really quick before Brad Waller, who's joined us, talks about the community health assessment, if that's okay. This is in no particular order, but just a bunch of different disparate points that I need to go over with you. One, from the last meeting where we talked about what definition of equity are we using and under what, you know, data and statistics and guide are we using. I was hoping to have for you today. It went through a final review with our HR, and so I will send out a draft to you hopefully within 24 hours. I was hoping to have it before this meeting, but we recognized the need, and you guys weren't the only ones to ask for that, and that we needed to have that sort of put into words. So, you know, we defined equity versus health equity versus racial equity, and, you know, what social determinants. It's really just an educational tool. I know that our human resource director, Clara Tappa, would like to share it with the Racial and Ethnic Equity Commission. It has been shared with our health equity task, or will be shared with our health equity task force. And it'll be a tool to basically, you know, level the playing field so that everybody knows, you know, what perspective we are coming from. So I apologize I don't have that for you today, but I will forward that out for your review before it goes live and public, and any comments you want, or if you feel like we need to postpone it going live until our next Board of Health, that we can talk about it, whatever you guys think. Monkeypox, we're preparing for that. You know, it's been presenting as STIs, and since we get a lot of that, you know, people think they might have an STI, but it's actually not. Think they might have syphilis. So, yeah, not in everybody, but in some people. And so our sexual and reproductive health clinic is preparing for that. As far as extra PPE, the appropriate swabs that we need to send in, and questionnaire, assessment questionnaire, and all that. So we're ready. I just wanted you to know about that. Asthma, we have our asthma grant is coming up. It ends in August, and we have reapplied for the next phase of that grant. So more to come on that. We keep continuously getting more data from KUSD about the number of kids with inhalers versus the number that actually have asthma, and it's like five times as great. So asthma is still a great issue in Kenosha County. So we feel pretty confident we'll get that grant. Our KUSD school nurses are now done with the school year. All the meds have been disposed of and schools cleaned out, and all of that. A surprising number of parents do not pick up leftover meds for their kids, so we then have to dispose of them. But all of that end of year reporting is done. An acuity report always follows. You all receive that every year as well, too. And that's basically the state of nursing affairs in our schools. So it's just a really brief 1 to 2 page report that you all will receive in the coming month as well. Our two public health techs have now been certified for weights and measures, and in petroleum weights and measures in particular. So since 2019, we have not been able to do weights and measures on our gas stations. And we're now about half to 75% of the way through our gas stations. We have found some discrepancies that are a couple pennies off that were not to the favor of the consumer. So we have now fixed those so that they are right for all of you who are paying for high gas prices. So so that is not a statutory requirement, but we are, you know, it's a good resident service, right? So we are making sure that gas stations, and then in the wintertime, that's when we usually work on grocery stores, you know, your banana scale, that kind of stuff, to make sure you're not getting gouged for your bananas at the store. Our lab has just passed another accreditation. They also got nitrate certified, so we can continue doing that work with water testing with DNR. our electronic medical record system, Patagonia, this was one of the things on day one when I received this position and I came in, they said, the health department's electronic medical record system is garbage. You've got to figure this out. COVID obviously delayed that, but we are starting that next week. So we are there. That was one of my top priorities when I got started. It will, I'm sure there will be, I'm looking at Lori Plummer. It will be a little painful, but Lori's going to keep everybody happy. We're bringing in donuts. You know, as with any new electronic medical record rollout, you know, the transferring of the data and staff learning a whole new system, it will be a very large endeavor. And Lori's been doing a fabulous job at working with Patagonia and our IT partners to make sure that the rollout will be as smooth as it possibly can be, right? Beaches, we are now back to beach monitoring. And one new service that we're going to do this year is that on all of our public beaches, we'll be posting a QR code. So as people are going to the beach, they can literally go and see what the algae and the E. coli levels of that beach are before they let their kids go to swim. So we've always published our beach data on a website. And there's a significant portion of the population that does go and look at that website, you know, every, you know, all along the summer to see the water quality. But now we're just making it that much more easier with this sort of waterproof QR code right by the signs to make that more known for the community. And my last report before Brad talks about the community health assessment is COVID. I wasn't going to say anything about COVID for fear of jinxing it. But we did, as you know, I think it was 3 weeks ago now, we jumped from CDC green, skipped over medium and went right to red. It came down back to the medium level yellow last week. We're now back up to red. The good thing is the hospitals still aren't receiving. I think we're at 6 total patients between the two hospitals. So has COVID maybe mutated down to just the common cold annoyance? Hopefully that, you know, we're just not seeing the hospitalizations and deaths. So that's a good thing. While COVID is high and running rampant and I'm receiving all sorts of anecdotal, you know, from our divisions and whatnot and staff at businesses, you know, obviously I'm hearing a lot of anecdotal COVID spread it out there, but it's not seeming to affect as many. So that is a good thing, even though we are at high. So continue to be vigilant and, you know, minimize face-to-face meetings, wear a mask and keep people at home if they're at all sick and all that good rot. Any questions? I know I just rambled a whole list of stuff I wanted to make sure I informed you all on. All right. So keep an eye out for a couple emails, the school acuity report and the health department's equity data report. And we'll send those out. So the other big thing that I'm going to turn over to our public health strategist, Brad Waller. We have mentioned several times, but just in case, every 3 years by state statute, we have to do a community health assessment. Aurora helps us lead that. And it meets several measures. It can help meet the hospitals with their JCO standards. It helps meet our statutory requirement for community health assessment every 3 years. And it can help meet our FQHC, the Kenosha Community Health Center, on their HRSA accreditation requirements. And in the bigger picture, just beyond meeting, you know, checking a bunch of boxes that it meets things for our needs, is that it really is a way to dive into what the community's needs are so that we can refocus our work. And that doesn't always mean what is the biggest health problem, because that's subjective, right? Different groups have a different purview and might think something's a bigger health issue than others. What we're doing this year, though, is diving way deeper than we ever have before, using secondary data sources and focus groups in various communities. So I will turn that over to Brad to give you the big spiel on what all we're doing with the community health assessment and where your involvement comes in.
Hello, like Jen said, my name is Brad Waller. I'm a public health strategist here with Kenosha County Public Health. I've been here for 3 years and I grew up in both sides of the eye in Kenosha County. So I'm what you would call a homegrown person. So it's a very, very awesome project for me to be able to be working on for with everybody is doing this. So as Jen said, it's statutorily required. It's typically done in the way that we did it the last round, which ended up being titled Healthy People Kenosha County. And so we've taken what they did, which was a online or a phone survey, and they call out to 400 random people within Kenosha County, and they ask them a whole slew of questions, and then Aurora will take and crunch down all that into data, and then they'll give us the data, and then we will essentially form a community health improvement plan to then base off of what we're trying to work on moving forward. And then we work with the state and everything, so we get a lot of insight from them as well. But the big ways we collect our data is through the phone survey, along with focus groups, with other community stakeholders, along with listening sessions from people in the community as well. So what we've done is essentially taken the survey that they did in 2019 and blown it up. And repieced it back together the way we want it. And we have taken it and we have looked at it through many, many lenses, through equity lenses, through healthcare lenses, through population health lenses, through environmental health lenses, everything we can. And then we've gone out and gotten feedback from our health equity task force. We've asked it from you guys from the Board of Health. We've given it to supervisors in our department. We've given it to people in our department. We've given it to directors of other parts of in human services in the county, just trying to get as many opinions, feedback, things like that for us to be able to move forward, because we're making this into an absolute beast of a data collection source. And if we make it the best way we can with and looking at it from every direction we can in the beginning, it's going to give us the best data we possibly can get to then move forward to make the best chip that we can make. And that's what we're focused on is how do we get from where we were to moving forward and collecting data to be able to extrapolate from in the future to help us with the plannings for those as well. Along with our phone survey this year, we are also going to do an online version of the survey, and then to try to get more due to timing, comfort, whatnot. And then we are also going to be doing listening sessions and focus groups on specifically targeted groups within Kenosha County, along with just general public ones. And then we are also meeting very soon with our Health Advisory Council, which all of you were invited to, about our the next steps. And we're going to do a World Cafe style feedback on specific questions and ideals in our survey. But then moving forward, Aurora will kind of take the lead on completing the survey, and we'll have the online version as well. And then we will... Let me just run back to this real quick. So we then can run through what we want to make our chip out of based off of the data from the trial from all the different areas. And where we need your guys' help on is not only helping us with community buy-in, but we're also needing you. Everybody has different backgrounds and different knowledge points, and we're always looking for different suggestions. So if you have not yet, I know some of you have, to send me feedback on the questions, please feel free to reach out to me with those, because we want to make those, again, through every lens that we possibly can to make it as inclusive as we can. And what we're going to start doing now is once the phone survey and the online survey go live, we'll start our focus groups and our interviews. And then we'll accumulate all this data, and then we will meet again in later this fall to go over the data, to then meet again in spring to start going over what we want to target with our community health improvement plan. And then once that is all done, we will write it up and present it. And then it will be up to us as a whole community to try to use it to make everything better that we possibly can within that plan. And then we're hoping to totally renovate everything, the whole process that we're doing now. That way in the future years when we go through it again, it won't be an absolute beast of a time like we are going through now. It could be more of a what needs to stay, what needs to go, what needs to change, and build off of what we're building a new pillar on. We're basing everything off of our public health 3.0 strategy, And that is what we are trying to move towards. And then I know that was a bunch of information. So if anyone has any questions, or Jen, if you want to comment on some other things. Yes.
Did you guys have a chance? Now, we sent the assessment questions to you, I don't know, a week or two ago. And I know we got a couple comments back. Right off the bat, were there any, I don't want to delve too deep into the questions. Do that, you know, offline, or if you want to just share some edits. Pretty much everybody's edits that we have received, we've made those changes. But were there any questions? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Can you please resend it? It's been a roller coaster, and I think I lost it in the mix.
Nope, that's fine. That is fine. I will do that right now. So moving forward, we still have time to edit the questions. As Brad said, next, and you haven't received the invite yet because we're very, very late on it, but it is next Friday afternoon. If you can make it, that's sort of the Health Advisory Council. That's 100 plus people that are all the people that are tied to public health, invited to the community, the county center to basically look at the assessment, talk about the process, next steps, buy-in, that whole sort of thing next Friday. Then we'll be finalizing the tool after that with the Aurora committee. And then that's when the phone survey and the online and all of that will move forward. So there's many places to touch and get involved and to keep supplying your input. But the questions is the first point to make sure that the survey questions are good. And I'm going to send that out to you right now again.
So next Friday is at the 28th, you said 4 o'clock, the county center, the job center, or a different building?
The Kenosha County Center. And that's not the 28th. Isn't that the 24th? Am I missing one? 24.
Yeah, 24. What's the county center?
Brad, I will let you talk about that while I send this email real quick.
The Kenosha County Center is on the intersection of Highway 45 and 50. The full address is on the email that Jen will be sending out, so if you need help with that. And if you are not able to get out there for that meeting, we do it. So that meeting runs from 1 to 3, and then we also have a virtual option from 3:30 to 4:30. So if you are not able to make it out to the in-person meeting.
So it's a Friday, which I know is hard in vacation time and all that, but yeah.
So Brad, if a community member, you know, they see all of this stuff roll out in the next few weeks or whatever time frame y'all have, what's the most simple answer if someone said, well, why should this be important to me? What's the most simple answer we could consider giving them?
The simplest and easiest answer would be probably very similar to the answer that I give to my grandparents, which is we're trying to collect the data to then kind of steer us in the right direction where we can base what we want to do as a community off of for improving it. So we're trying to find out because we can tell the community what they need, but they will either disagree or see other things or see more important things because we are only seeing one part of it. So we're trying to get information from every corner of the county. That way we can make a more educated plan. That wasn't easy. I apologize.
It was not, but I wanted to hear what are you like saying to people. Obviously, I have my own version of it, but you know, I think for board members who you know aren't in the health sector and all of that, because I know even at the last meeting we were like, well, what is shared language we can start sharing and you know disseminating. So I get where you're going. So basically, the more diverse community voices we have about what they see as problems, it gives us a starting point to pick one or a few health issues to address.
Yep. Exactly. And they're not health issues that we think that they have. It's coming directly from them at what they are actually experiencing.
Yeah. And, you know, and I like that combination of response to the community, because when we think of things like voting and zoning, all this stuff that they like, our voices don't matter with that crap, you know, so it gives them another opportunity to be active community members. So thank you for that.
It is about engagement. And I will just say, historically, Kenosha County Public Health has not been really great about collecting the appropriate community voices. And this was the only data source we ever used was the community health assessment. There are other secondary data sources from, you know, census data to the youth risk behavior survey to the, I can never remember what it is, BFRSS. So, you know, there's many other sources that collect community data. And now that we actually have an epidemiologist on staff, we'll be able to combine the community health assessment data with all these other data sources to sort of put forth, here's a picture of Kenosha County. And we never before did focus groups in the neighborhoods and in the communities, right? It was oftentimes hospital executives and others coming to the table to determine what the health needs of the community were. So we're utilizing ARPA money this year to, that's where Brad talked about the beast of a project. We're flipping the whole script to make sure, you know, we already have focus groups set with formerly incarcerated populations. We're going to look at, from agencies such as Boys and Girls Club to neighborhoods to specific, you know, LGBTQIA population, to various communities that we can do focus groups to say, what is the top health priorities to you? And obviously go much deeper than that question, but to really hear the voice of the community. Then we bring those community members back once we have assembled all the data to then say, and it may not be, I'm making this up, but let's say, lack of colonoscopies is a major problem, but maybe the community doesn't see that as a problem, right? You know, so it's not necessarily what the community health assessment picks out is the biggest problem. It's what does the community need and perceive? And then is it, do we realign resources that way? Do we need to apply for grants to, you know, help whatever that is, or bring together partners to work on whatever the issue is? So it's really supposed to be community driven, and it hasn't always been in the past. So we're utilizing that model, and what Brad sort of referenced is we're trying to make it sustainable so that 3 years from now, again, when we have to do this again, and 3 years after that, that we're changing the game now, utilizing those ARPA dollars so that it can be sustainable moving forward to include the community's voice in a way we never have before.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, hearing that further expansion of it, it gives me confidence to say this is a direct thing the health department is doing to offer equitable voices and opportunities. So it ties back into the whole equity and all of that part in some general sense. It's proof, you know, you want to hear and you want to do.
Exactly. Because we want to be able to target resources and dollars. I mean, right, like we're 58% grant funded in the health department. And so, and in the past, like, for example, asthma is a major health issue. We apply for those grants, right? They certainly have been beneficial to the community, but does the community feel that asthma is a top issue, right? You know, so there is an opportunity to look at and see what the community feels the health department and community partners should be working on. So that is, this is the great way to be able to put in their voice. We're very excited about it because we've flipped the whole script on its head. And so yes, please look at those questions. If you have any edits, changes, thoughts, it's still in draft form. It is not final yet. Get those to Brad, or if you want a one-on-one with Brad to have him explain further, because there is a method behind every little piece of madness in there now, as far as the epidemiologist said, you have to word it this way so I can statistically compare it. And then we had people that were looking at it for explainability and simple language. And, you know, so there's a little piece of method behind everything in there, why it got to where it is right now, but that doesn't mean it's fixed. We can certainly edit it, and we need your input. Great, great, great. So you will get the invite today as well. I just sent out the questions again to you. You'll get the invite for next Friday, the Health Advisory Council, which you're all a part of and invited to, not mandatory, but would love to see as many of you there as possible. And that is the end of my report, Dr. Gorilla. Thank you, Brad.
All right. Thank you. Then who's doing the equity initiatives update?
Oh, I combined that. That was the whole equity report and the discussions on common language that's coming. I was hoping to have that today.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Now on to John with corporate counsel.
I just wanted to mention that maybe you're aware already, but for mental health, Kenosha County is trying to partner with Lake County in providing bed space and care for those in mental health crisis. So we've been hammering out an agreement, which would be intergovernmental between the counties and the states, actually, because Illinois and Wisconsin. We have a need for, you know, psychiatric treatment options here because we don't really have a big psychiatric hospital in Kenosha. We don't have any. We send our people that have these crises to Winnebago and or St. Luke's or Ascension, it used to be St. Luke's, and other facilities, Aurora, and they're all out of town. So geographically, it would be helpful to have Lake County partner with us. So I have been working on that a little bit, and hopefully it's actually been ongoing discussions for quite a while. But that's about really the only thing I wanted to mention in terms of our report is that we're working on that, hoping to make progress. I'll try to keep you updated as we hopefully reach an agreement with Lake County to do that. And they can then take some of our patients and assist them in the mental health process for Chapter 51s and other other needs we have in Kenosha that geographically it would be helpful to the families to not have to travel to Oshkosh or Winnebago to see their family member in that crisis. That's it.
So John, how does that work insurance-wise with it being out of state?
It's all going to be, I shouldn't say all. I know that Medicare and Medicaid are going to be the primary payors for the services that are provided. If the individual involved has insurance, then of course, I think there's a way to make that work with Lake County and their facility getting payments through the personal insurance. But I know that the bulk of it is going to be Medicare and Medicaid fundings for the services provided by Lake County for Kenosha County.
John is also being modest. He's responded to no short of probably 1,000 questions I've sent him in the last month or two on many, many other little legal things. So thank you, John.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I'm always trying to advise and sort through things that are hard issues, new issues, a lot of times first impression.
All right. Thank you. Only other comment I have is thanks, everybody, for chiming in on those on the letter and response about weapons in public buildings. I think with the issues with guns and violence lately, I don't know where their mind was going to allow it. So we'll have to see what happens. Any other business or any other comments from anyone?
Yeah, what was the outcome of that meeting? You went in and out. What was the outcome of the meeting?
I didn't actually go to the meeting, but I was thanking everybody for chiming in on the letter and just the letter. Response.
Okay. Yeah, this is Julia. The meeting was a first reading, and so in a first reading, there's no vote. However, the final vote will be at the meeting on the 21st. My understanding from talking to various people is that the supervisors are saying that they have not heard from people and there has not been much outcry or discussion. So I personally would encourage people to sit down with a list of phone numbers that are on the county board website and make some phone calls. Make phone calls as a citizen, make phone calls as a board member. Because what I'm hearing is people saying that they have not heard from people.
I kind of think most people don't even know what's going on.
I think there's some of that. I also think that there's some people who say that their voice doesn't have their voice doesn't matter. And again, as was mentioned earlier, it is really important for us to encourage people within our networks that their voice is important. And even if in one particular meeting or two particular meetings or five particular meetings, the voice is not listened to, it is still important to have a voice, to say your piece, and to be involved.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions, comments, topics? Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So long, everybody. Stay
Bye.
Cool.
See you. Thank you all.